It's ABC News.
The news starts now. AM 1240 and 95.3 FM. WJON.
Good afternoon. WJON News Time, 1232, 63 degrees. I'm Lee Voss. News being brought to you by St. Cloud Orthopedics and by Hanson Paving. A look at your WJON forecast following the news. The second in a series of movie screenings centered around dementia is coming up on Thursday. Memories for Life, Reversing Alzheimer's will be shown at the Sauk Rapids Rice Middle School starting at 5 p.m. The film covers the first Alzheimer's patients who are reversing cognitive decline by following a new therapy. The event starts with refreshments at 5 p.m., the show at 6, followed by a panel discussion. The film will also be available by Zoom for those unable to attend in person. The film is free, but pre-registration is required. If you'd like more information and the link to register, find this story on our website at WJON.com. Democrats in the Minnesota House today taking public testimony on what they're calling a deal on pay rates for Uber and Lyft drivers, but both rideshare companies, say they aren't on board. House Democratic Majority Leader Jamie Long says lawmakers are trying to find a reasonable rate so drivers are paid fairly and riders have the services they need.
We've been working closely with disability advocates and others to try to make sure we're finding a path forward for everyone.
Republican Representative Pat Garofalo says Democratic lawmakers struck a deal with Democrat Minneapolis City Council members that will still drive Uber and Lyft out of Minnesota. Majority Leader Long responds the rideshare companies are bluffing, that they're operating profitably in Minnesota, or rather in Washington State, on higher rates than those being proposed in Minnesota. In between last week's rains, farmers were able to roll out the planters.
Minnesota farmers made small gains in the 2024 planting season last week. The National Weather Service says rain showers touched almost every corner of the state, leaving between 6/10 to 4 inches of rain. This week's crop progress report from the U.S. Department of Agriculture shows corn planting with the biggest weekly gain, now 42% complete. Soybean planting slipped behind the five-year average, with 17% of the crop planted compared to 19% on average. In spring wheat, 52% of the crop is in the ground, double the 25% five-year average. Statewide, farmers report 65% of the topsoil and subsoil has adequate moisture levels. With Farm News, I'm Jeff McMahon, WJON.
Xcel Energy's St. Cloud Service Center will be getting a new home. The service center is moving to a new location at 3683 5th Street South in Waite Park near the Stearns County License Center. The new facility will consist of three buildings on 17 acres of land. Xcel Energy's Community Relations Manager Michelle Schmidt says they need more space than what the current location can offer.
And so that's really going to allow us to be able to have more space for our equipment and trucks. We've really outgrown that in this current location. So we're excited because the new space has been designed to accommodate roughly 85 vehicles and equipment trailers. So it's going to be a pretty significant space.
Schmidt says the main building at the new site will be 48,000 square feet, while the vehicle storage building will be 9,000 square feet. Xcel Energy has been in its current location at 3515 3rd Street North in St. Cloud since the early 1960s, and the new facility is scheduled to open next fall. Saturday is Minnesota's fishing opener. DNR Commissioner Sarah Strowman says this is one of her favorite times of the year.
We've already got our boat out of storage, and I'm ready to hit the open water. And the cool thing is knowing that you are one of more than a million Minnesotans who will be out fishing this summer season. So I know I've already got my license. Hope other Minnesotans go out and get their license and enjoy this fishing opener.
Strowman says fishing is huge to the state's economy, bringing in about $4.4 billion annually. A popular animated show will be bringing its live-action play to Minnesota this fall. Bluey's Big Play, the stage show, will take center stage at the Orpheum Theater for five performances on September 28th and 29th. Kids of all ages can see Bluey, Bingo, Bandit, and Chili as they embark on their first live theater show, featuring live actors, puppetry, and iconic sets based on an original news story by creator Joe Brum. The play also includes new music by composer Jeff Bush. Bluey is a popular preschool animated show that follows Bluey, a six-year-old blue heeler dog who loves to take everyday family life and turn it into an adventure. Bluey has been nominated for a Peabody Award and won an International Emmy Kids Award. Tickets for the show go on sale this Friday. For more information, you can check out this story up on our website at WJON.com. It's 12:36 and 63 degrees. News this hour being brought to you by St. Cloud Orthopedics and Hanson Paving. Stay tuned for your WJON forecast. For St. Cloud and Clear Lake, mostly cloudy skies, 67 today. There's a chance for some scattered storms, but not expecting really any significant precipitation. Tonight, 47, a chance for rain early. Then partly cloudy for your Wednesday, high of 68. Sunshine Thursday, 65. Friday, mix of clouds and sun, 69. Saturday's fishing opener, slight chance for rain, otherwise a mix of clouds and sun, and 66 degrees. Mother's Day, partly cloudy, slight chance for rain and 71. And then on Tuesday, partly cloudy and 72. Again, 63 degrees right now. For more St. Cloud area news, sports, and weather, download the free WJON app on your smartphone or your tablet. I'm Lee Voss, WJON.
Sounds good. Thank you. Appreciate it, Lee. Coming up next, we'll run my full interview with St. Joseph's Mayor, Rick Schultz. Of course, it's one of our top trending stories of the day so far, him announcing he's not seeking re-election. We talked about other things as well, and so my full conversation with Mayor Schultz is coming up.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.